We've had some fantastic things there that people have brought and shared as a symbol of what God's done for us, to remember his wonderful world, and also to share. It's really important at Harvest we think about sharing. So we're just going to have a look at this story and see what maybe God is challenging us about today. So let's pray. Father, as we look into your word, we pray that you will open it up so that we can hear today what you want us to hear. Amen. So in this story, the feeding of the 5,000, the disciples looked for what they needed. They took what they needed, and even the contribution of one boy, and then they held that up. They gave it to Jesus for Jesus to bless. And there's a pattern, isn't there, for us to offer what we have got to God, to ask for his blessing. It's one reason we celebrate Harvest, to ask for God's blessing on his creation, to offer what we have and to say thank you, and to think about making the right use of his creation as well. So just go back in your minds to that scene. Jesus had been doing some miracles, some teaching, was pretty tired and was looking for a bit of a break, looking for some time alone. But the people were just so excited by what he was doing and what he was saying, that they'd followed him. Not just a few people, thousands of people, 5,000 men, plus we assume lots of the women and children as well. And so Jesus would have spent the time talking to them, probably doing some miracles, doing some healing. But by the end of the day, everyone was hungry. And in one of the other Gospels, it says that it was too late to get food from the village. And they couldn't afford to anyway. It would have been half a year's salary to get enough food, and even that would not have been enough. So the word went out, has anyone got any food with them? And in John 6:9, we're told there's a boy here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But that's all they've got. This boy, I guess someone had packed a lunch for him that day and said, you know, go and spend the day out by the lake. And this boy had followed Jesus, and he was the only one with food. So what are we going to do? The people are getting hungry. People are getting upset. Their tummies are rumbling. So what they do is they take what this boy has. Now, we could think about Jesus and what this story tells us about Jesus. That would be a good thing to do. We could focus on the disciples. The disciples first doubted that Jesus could do anything. Their first reaction was to try and have a practical solution. But we can't buy anything, they said. Or we could focus on this boy. That's what I'd like us to do. Focus on this boy who was willing to share his lunch. The only one who was willing to offer what he had. When he heard the disciples were looking for food, you know, he said, yeah, I will share what I had. He could easily have thought, well, I've only got these loaves and fish. What use would that be? You heard from Lisa earlier, and Lisa was one of a small group from this church who went to a Christian festival called New Wine in the summer. We're going to be talking more about that next month to try and get a really good group. It's an amazing time where you meet with God. But one of the speakers at New Wine told about how he was on a long car journey with some friends, and they were running late, so they didn't have time to stop. And everyone was moaning about being hungry. And this important person, this important speaker, had his favourite snack in his bag, but he kept it to himself. He didn't say, look, I've got some snacks with me, I'll share it. He kept it to himself because he didn't want to share his favourite snack. It must have been a pretty special snack, mustn't it? But I wonder if sometimes we just think about ourselves first. The speaker told this story because God really challenged him about that lack of generosity. He told this story to show that God calls us to be generous in all things. And actually, that led to him leading his church to become known as a generous church. They're in a place called Long Beach in America. I know we have a few Americans over here. You know that tipping is much more common in America, isn't it, than it is over here. And often it's around 15%. And he challenged his congregation to tip 30% for everything, for meals, for haircuts, for taxes, whatever they did, to tip 30%. And soon his church became known as the 30% church. Whenever someone left a big tip, they were asked, do you go to that church? Which is pretty amazing, really, how God used that generosity teaching for that church to become known as a generous church. And actually, that church started to grow in amazing ways because of what God was doing and because of this reputation they had of being generous. In 2 Corinthians 9, Paul writes, God loves a generous giver, and that we are all generous because God is generous to us. We think of what God has done through us, through his creation, through all the gifts that we have, and of course, through Jesus and Jesus' death and resurrection. So back to the boy. He could have, a bit like that speaker in that story, kept that food because he was feeling a bit hungry himself and thought, well, there's no point in me sharing 5 loaves and 2 fish. But he took that food to the disciples. He wasn't worried what they might say. They could have been really critical. What's the point of 5 loaves, they might have said. He was willing to give. And God's power, as we know, turned that food into enough for everyone. But of course, without that boy sharing, you know, that miracle couldn't have happened. Without us giving what we can, you know, maybe God can't do the things that he wants to do. Because God is a powerful God. He can do anything, but he chooses us to be his instruments. And we need to trust him to allow him to use what we have. We had the kids band earlier on using their talents, their musical abilities to serve God. We might have our other talents, the ability to listen, a servant heart, the ability to dance, the ability to help out in other things. But God will only use us if we're willing to do what that boy did and to share what we have, if we're willing to be used. Maybe God put a thought in that boy's head to share his lunch. And maybe God's putting a thought in our heads, in our minds as well, about how he wants to use us. If he is, are we ready to be used by God today in whatever way he wants? Are we willing to share what we have? Are we willing to share our 5 loaves and 2 fish to the glory of God? Because if we are, he will do amazing things. Let's respond to God by using what we have for his kingdom. We've been thinking this last month here at Christ Church, haven't we, about being the body of Christ, about serving others, about using what we have, about praying for each other. So perhaps our challenge this Harvest Sunday, as well as being thankful for what God has given us, as well as our sharing with other people like we do with our harvest gifts, is thinking about how we can be body of Christ, how we can use what God has given us to the glory of his name. Amen.